What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 58 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Blessings from Reverence. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27a reads, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life." Our text for today is Psalm 128. "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel." In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is fair to say that if you haven't learned to fear God, you have not yet begun the journey towards wisdom. Not only does fearing the Lord start the process of wisdom, but Psalm 128 teaches us that it also leads to incredible spiritual blessings. Donald Williams and Lloyd J. Ogilvy provide excellent commentary on the first verse of Psalm 128. In verse 1, the blessing of God is announced for everyone who fears the Lord. The word blessed is written in the plural, denoting a sense of fullness. It means happy, giving us well-being. Marcus Barth proposes that it could be rendered congratulations, since it comes with the good news of God's favor upon us. Those who are blessed are those who fear God. This fear means a sense of awe and reverence before His majesty. It presupposes that He is the sovereign King, reigning in glory, who holds all of the issues of our lives in His hands. We are to have wonder before His glory and also fear before His holiness and justice. His mighty works, the signs and wonders that He performs, also evoke this sense of awe. When He unleashes His power, we stagger in fear before Him. On Sinai, He veils Himself in smoke and fire and warns that anyone who touches His mountain will die. That's from Exodus 19, verse 12. This should strike fear in us. God is unapproachable in His purity. He is a consuming fire. Thus, when Isaiah sees Him in the temple, he cries out, "Woe!" That's Isaiah 6, verse 5. In our churches today, we need to recapture this sense of the fear of God. Amazing as it may seem, those who fear God are happy. In light of what we have just said, we would expect that they would be cursed. To the contrary, they are happy because they have bowed before the Creator, who is also their Redeemer. They have acknowledged Him to be God. And having made that submission, they now belong to the covenant. Know Him and worship Him. They are blessed in this relationship. The psalmist gives evidence that this surrender is real in the next clause. Blessed is everyone who walks in his ways. That is, who obeys him, who does what he says. It is a happy thing to be humbled before God and to be lifted up to serve him in this world. This opening verse sets a foundation for understanding how reverence for God leads to tangible blessings in life, capturing the connection between devotion and prosperity. The psalmist continues by stating more blessings that come from living with a reverent fear of God. Verses 1 and 2 state that those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways will experience the fruits of their labor. In verse 3, the psalmist describes that God's blessing for fearing him will extend to the entire family. The imagery of a fruitful vine is powerful. It evokes the notions of abundance and strength within the family unit. Just as a vine produces grapes, a family nurtured in faith can yield love, support, and joy. The presence of children is likened to olive shoots surrounding the table, symbolizing both prosperity and unity. This depiction reinforces the idea that a life lived in accordance with God's will fosters environments where families can thrive and flourish together. The subsequent verses expand the themes of legacy and community. Verse 4 notes that the one who fears the Lord will be blessed, underlining the assurance that a life anchored in faith is recognized and rewarded by God. Verses 5 and 6 echo this sentiment, revealing that the blessings extend beyond the individual to the community at large. The reference to Jerusalem, representing the larger community of faith, suggests that individual righteousness contributes to the well-being of the Christian faith. The psalmist points out that seeing your children and grandchildren walking in faith is part of the blessing. This emphasizes the importance of generational faithfulness and the joy that comes from seeing a lineage in God-fearing Christ followers. Ultimately, Psalm 128 summarizes the multifaceted blessings from God bestowed on those who learn to revere Him. These verses encourage believers to lead lives faithful to God's commandments out of a sense of humble awe of who He is. Some questions to consider. Why do you think God greatly blesses those who fear Him? How can the sum total of the blessings found in Psalm 128 lead you to focus more on fearing the Lord? Which blessings found in today's scripture are most encouraging to you, and why? In what ways can Psalm 128 cause you to understand that learning to fear the Lord is an essential basis for your spiritual journey that is both completely necessary and spiritually beneficial? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.